Yeah. Kumlena Blanca Mutter, Rakhlof Yudzayin, Amar Aleph, Himsech Tavila, the middle of the page. We were talking about over here that that the blood of a sheretz is metami. Yishor, Amasya men cheresh of Shem Nechoi, Amasya men cheresh as of Shem Nechoi, question. Mi'iroimi in the city of Rome. Menayin ledam shirotzim shehu tamei. How do you know the blood of shirotzim is tamei? Today's Gemara, you are late. How do you know that the blood of a sheretz is tummy? Omale. You know how you know the blood of a sheretz is tummy? Nafidzayin on Aleph, the middle of the page. When we finish the shir, we need to take a picture for the putting together a journal for the Daf Yomi.
Yeah, but we should put out some. Good stuff on the table because maybe people will see
them
and they'll get excited and come.
Okay, the Kuntz is, how do you make sure that six people look like there's 25 people? That's right, so we need a good for time.
We'll get some ring-ins. We'll put the tables back together like a mall.
Yeah,
it'll happen again. But Brachos, you'll see, we'll have 30 people again for the last few months. It's
a chance. Shaul Rab Masi, right in the middle of the page. This is where we stop. Shaul Rab Masi, Mechedah Shemunichoy, right in the middle of the page. Rab Masi, Mechedah Shemunichoy, Be'iroim in the city of Rome. Menayin ledam shrotzim shehutami. How do you know that the blood of a sheretz is also metami?
What's Rabbi
Shemunichoy
doing in Rome?
Luxury. Listen to the story. This is the God of the Gemara. Omalei set him, Domakrot, says the Posig, Vizelechem hatamei. It says in the Posig that the following is tami for you in the sheretz that crawls on the ground. And therefore, since this is extra, so I was going to tell you that blood of a sheretz is also metami. Amalei, amalei tamido. So tamido, what Amasya said, chakin leben yichoy. When he told this over, they said, "Wow, Ben Yichoy is very smart. He can figure it out." He called him Ben Yichoy. So obviously, he wasn't, you know, the friend of Shem Yichoy yet. Amalehem. So he said to them, Talmud Oruch Befiv Sherabalozer Ber Aryasi. Don't give the credit to Rav Shimon Yochai, actually give the credit to Rabalozer, the son of Yasi, the son of Menchalafta. What's the story? And as Yimri said, what was he doing in Rome? Shepamacha said it once happened, Gozra Hamalk Gzeda, the king, the rulership, they made it, the issue, the decree. Shall three things. Shall Yishru is a Shabbos, the Eden shouldn't observe Shabbos. Shall Yemoilu is the name, they should now do Bris Mila.
I forgot that story last night.
You did? Another shit. Well, they're up to
yeah,
here.
Up to
oh.
Yeah.
Yes, miracles happen.
You might see a photo of
yourself. Oh. So you know exactly when to go for photos. He must have asked you because you're very photogenic.
Oh, yeah.
As nidais. And the last thing he asked him was, he wants him to should be... He should be boil that the men should relate have marital relations with their wives while they're in the state of nida. Three things. Chashmanoi, first one, Ches is Chodesh, but Shin is Shabbos, and Mem is Mila, and Nun is Nida. They also issued those decrees as well, that he didn't have to do these things. They didn't want the Yiddish kid to be born with Kedusha V'Tara. Holach Rabbi Reuven ben Yisrubli, Rabbi Reuven, the son of Yisrubli, went with Sipur Koimi, he went, he took a haircut where the front was shaven and the back was growing, like Chukas HaGoyim. And we learned here, Shulchan Aruch learns from here that even though you're not allowed to do that, but if you're doing it for, in order to become close to the king, you're allowed to. But Holach, he went, the Yoshevim Mohem, he went and he sat amongst the goy, and they thought it was a goy. Omalahem, he became suddenly how suddenly he became a minister there, an advisor.
Is this Ben Yisrubloi? Is that the famous Aristobulus, the one of the two who were conquering?
No, Yana Aristobulus, no. He's talking about Yana's children. Hurkunus and no. Amalei said to them, "Me, it's the time of Shem Yichai." Amalehem, me she yesh loy oye. Let me ask a question: if you have an enemy, what would you want your enemy to be? Ye oni ye osher. Do you want him to be rich or poor? Amalei, of course, ye oni want to be poor. Nu amalehem you came loy yasim lachos Shabbos. Let them work one day a week less. They get paid, earn less, make less money, and they'll be poor. Kadei she yano. They should become poor. Amru, they said, "Wow, makes sense." Tavis Amar, he says, "Good." Yep, good idea. We'll bring them back. We'll let them take a day off for Shabbos. Then he said to them, "Ubatlu," and they canceled this decree about not keeping Shabbos. Then Chazal, he said to them, "Guys, if you have an enemy, Yaklish or Yavid, you want to be weak or you want to be strong?" Amrulay, they said to him, Yachish, we want to be weak. Amrulay Mekain, Yamalu ben Elish many Yamin. Let them mala themselves 8 days. The Yachish, they'll become weak. A Bris Mila makes people weak. Amrulay said, Mut, Tavis Amr, good gesagt. Ubatlua, they canceled that decree as well. Then Chazav Amrulay, Mishi Yeshle Oyev. If you have an enemy, Yarbe Oyismai, do you want to have more of him, more children, or smaller families? Amrulay Yismai, of course, less families. Imkain Layiv Lanidis, 2 weeks out of the month, they can't have relations, so they'll be less chance of becoming pregnant, be less Jews. Amrulay, Tavis Amr, this guy's really good. Ubatlua, and they canceled all three Gzedis. Somehow or another, he Kiriboshe Yehudi. They then found out that he was actually Jewish himself. Doesn't say how he found out. What do you say? How do you find out?
No, blue is kama.
Yeah. They found that it was Eid Hechazidim. They brought all the decrees right back. So, yeah. Amru, they said, Miyelech, the Eden said, oh, yeah, what do we do now? Miyelech v'yevatel ha'gzeidah. Who will go? Mevatel l'gzeidah. They all said, Yelech, Rab Shimon, ben Yechai, Rab Shimon, Yechai, why? Shehu melumet ben Nisim. He's accustomed in making miracles. He lived in a cave for so many years, so he knows how to make miracles. The Achr Miyelech, who is going to escort him, who's going to go with him? They said, Rab Elazar, but Rab Yesi. Rab Yesi mechlaf the son, Rab Elazar. Amalei Rabbi Yehoshua said, "V'ilu haya Abba Chalafta kaim. If my father Chalafta would have been alive, and you all respected him, Yechoy l'mat. Would you have the Hazel loim loy tell him ten mincha lahariga, let your son be killed?" Now they thought that he was saying is he didn't want to go.
His life.
he wants to say like he's scared of the Romans. He pushed was scared of the Romans, and even though he was saving Klal Yisrael, he didn't want to put his life on the line. Amalei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, "And you're worried about the danger here. What about me? Ilu ha yechay abakai. My father yechay would have been alive. Yechay not to lemela. Would you tell him ten bincha lahariga that you go put your life on the line to save Klal Yisrael?" Amalei he said, "You misunderstood me. You think I'm worried about the Romans? I'm worried about you, Rabbi Shimon Yechay, because you have a terrible temper." As we know from the Gemara by the Meir, when he came out of the cave, how many people he zapped? Amalei Rabbi Yesi ano ozlin. You know what? I'll go. Because you know what? I'll go. I have no problem. I'll go. I'm worried. Dilma onish let Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon has a temper. The Kamis Tafin. I'm scared of Reb Shimon Yochai that he's going to kill my son. He's going to kill my son. And as Teisa says, Reb Shimon Yochai is known to have a temper for the smallest thing, not just have a temper. Teisa says, it will mak be bedov a mu or two. The smallest thing doesn't go the way his way.
Bang.
Bang. Yeah. Says the Gemara. Kabil aleid lo lenshi. Rabbi Shimon Yochai promised he's not going to lose his temper against Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosi. Okay. I feel hachi. Nevertheless, onshei. Nevertheless, we're soon seeing the story how he did lose his temper on Rabbi Elazar and he almost killed him. Because him and the halach and the other ones traveling. Here it is. They're traveling to save Klal Yisrael. Nishul l'shayel zuf name. The question was asked before them. Somebody asked them. Minayin adam shedet shehu tameh. I know the blood of a shedet is also tameh. I know that every part of a sheretz is tummy. There's nothing good about a sheretz. Now, if you're going to Rome, you should know the Remez was. There's nothing good about the Romans. Not sure they know that they do some bad, they do some good. There's nothing good about them. Even the blood, where the soul is, the spiritual part of it, is all bad. How do you know that? Ikim piv Rabbi Elazar Yosef was a Talmud of Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Elazar Yosef, he made his mouth a little bit crooked. He like murmured and he said, you know, as Rashi says, he didn't say in his normal, general, loud voice, he said it quietly. Zelechem hatame. He's the one who brought that pasuk, Vizelechem hatame. Omer, Rabbi Shimon.
How come he answered in front of his Rebbe?
Oh. One second. Omer, Rabbi Shimon said, Ma'akimas fosecha, from the way you hushed up, Atanik is recognizable, Shetamechachamato, that you're Tamechacham. Al Yachzer Ben Eslaviv. I give a shvur that you're not coming home. In other words, this is going to be Poitei Kuroscha. You're not going to make it home. You know, he was angry, he was upset that you passed halach in front of your Rebbe as if you're saying that I'm not your Rebbe. And therefore, he got upset and he cursed him out. So the Poshtep Shadway Rashi learns is that he spoke in hushed tones, so he didn't want to offend his Rebbe. And Rav Shimon Yochai, however, heard him anyway. And he said, from the answer that you answered, I can tell that you're very smart. And therefore, you pass in front of your Rebbe. And he gave him a punishment the way he's supposed to be punishment. What actually happened was that on the ship, he got very sick and he got diphtheria. And it's really, it sounds like something got stuck in his throat and he was dying. And Rav Shimon Yochai then suddenly remembered that he promised his father that he shouldn't kill him. So he had chalata. A goy was walking, one of the sailors was walking, didn't realize that Rabbi Elazar was lying on the floor, and he walked and he gave him, and he stepped on his neck, he gave him such a kick on his neck, that popped out whatever was stuck in his neck, popped out, and he came back to life. That's the story thing. Very difficult to understand this piece of Gemara here. If Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, was whispering, because he knew you're not allowed to pass in front of your Rebbe, what's the chiluf of your whisper if you say loud? Where does it say you're allowed to whisper in front of your Rebbe? What does it say you're allowed to whisper? What's the difference? So obviously, when he was whispering, he was believing that it wasn't a case of passing in front of his Rebbe. No, if it's not a case of passing in front of his Rebbe, why do you then get angry? And Nachman, the Lashon of the Gemara is hard to understand. The Gemara should not have said Makima Svasav. He should have said Mahalachazu, Mahataydazu Shamarta. I can see Vazelachamatami. Oh, you know what you're talking about. Here it seems, from your action, it seems that you know what you're talking about. Because really, you have to ask yourself, where's the Moyen Halach of the Rabbi? He didn't ask him. Moyen Halach of the Rabbi means if I ask you, Psak, is this kosher or treif? My Rebbe is there, shouldn't he? He asked him, this thing that we all know is treif. How do you know? What's the marker? Where is that called? Since when is that under the Mizgeris? Of Moyen Halach Ben Rabbi. So it really depends why Moyen Halach, you know, now be now passed in front of your Rebbe. There's two ways of learning Pshat. Is it because every Rav needs Sayyata Deshmaya? But when you're in front of your Rebbe, you don't have that Sayyata Deshmaya, so your Psak might be wrong. Even I feel a Kutcha Bebeyasa, even things which are so simple, you know, to have an egg with milk. Everyone knows you like have an egg with milk, even though egg comes from chicken. You know, you shouldn't paskin. Or is the Vart because it's a Hefkadis? It's like, the problem is not the psak. The problem is your manner towards your Rebbe, as if your Rebbe is non-existent. This is priests are covered. It's afkirusa. It's a sort of a hefkedus. It's not covered. Then it really makes no difference whether it's a psak halacha or whether it's asking you a pshat in the Gemara. The etzeminion that your Rebbe is right there and he can answer and you're answering in his place is a problem. So he went ahead and he davka did. He did Akimas Fosov because the Machlekes of Akimas Fosov is considered a Maisa or not considered a Maisa. So he Davke went Akimas Fosov to say, I hold Akimas Fosov, like, not like a Akiva, but I hold that moving lips is not considered a Maisa. So I'm not doing anything in front of my Rebbe. I'm not Paskin Halacha, nor am I doing a Maisa in front of my teacher. So I'm not doing anything wrong. So Shimon Yochai said, from your activity, I can see. From Akimas Fosov, I can see that you know everything what you're doing. It's not just what you say. It's the way you behave, everything you say. But I disagree with you, because I hold that Akimas Fosov have a Maisa, and therefore, what you did was terrible, was wrong. Maybe that's Pshat Nimar. Is that how he learned yesterday? Okay. Anyway, right, so let's continue with the story. Exactly. And Akimas Fosov means that you know how to learn. Very difficult to understand. Very difficult to understand what's like Kimus Wasser. Wait, anyway, talking about Vaita. Tasis learns, interesting, Ikan Piv doesn't mean he spoke in hushed tone like Rashi learns. He says he spoke very quickly.
He was quick to answer.
Talking about Vaita. Back to Gemara. Yotz the crossy Ben Tamalian came along to the Shin Dalit, a demon to them who's known as Ben Tamalian. Retzoin chem ove imachem, you want me to come with you? Bochad Abshimon. Abshimon cried. Vamar. Ma shivcha shal beis abba, Hogar, who lived without Gezeda, Yaakov, with Avram. Niz damal a malach shalosh pomim. Three occasions a malach came to him, a malach spoke to her, even though it says it four times, but one of the times it's just a malach found her, but three times a malach spoke to her. Vanila pamachas, and I didn't even speak to a malach once.
End up with the
Shindal. Yeah, and all I have is a Shindal over here to help us. Nevertheless, he says, Yovah and Ezra come back. You know what? I'll take the Nes from wherever. Anyway, if Rabbi Shimon Chai was selected because he himself could make Nisim, what did he need the help of a Shindal for? He's saying, I'll take the help from anywhere, as if he's saying, I am not in a position to do it myself. I need help. Amen. Anyway, but you're going to write him. Kodim Hu, what happened was, all the Barte, the case, this is what a case of a Dibuk. The Shindalit entered, what do you call it, inside the body of a princess. all about the case, Kimotos, when they arrived, the Amba Ben Tamalian say. So this princess started screaming, I want Rabbi Shimon Chai, I want Rabbi Elazar of Yossi. So they both were invited to come in, and they both said to them, go out. As soon as they called him, Nofak, so the shade went out and saved the princess. Amalah, and the king said, Shilu, ask me whatever you want. and you'll get it. Vailinu leginza, he brought him into his big room there where his treasures were. Lishko koldeboy, take whatever you want from this room. I'm leaving you in the room alone. Take whatever you want. Ashko, they found that, who eagle, so they found that letter, that, you know, the decree, the document that had the decree in it against Bnei Yisrael. Shalku, they took it with karu and they ripped it asunder. And they saved Eden. Behind them, Rabbi Lazar of Yesi, Anido Isia Biraimi. Rabbi Lazar said, I saw in the city of Rome, and when was he ever in Rome? Only in this occasion. Saint Rosh Hashanah, in this occasion. The Havilea Kama Tipe Dami. This same Rome who wanted to kill Rav Shimon Yochai many years earlier, he had the courage. Just think about Rav Shimon Yochai here. Different than any other Atana. They wanted to kill him. There was a death warrant out for his arrest. He had to hide in the cave for 13 years. And now he fronts up there
into
the city of Rome. So by him saving the princess, he redeemed himself. They're not going to go on to kill him anymore. And but it took for him a lot more courage than for anybody else. And then he said, when my father would have said, my father would have been right, even though, you know, you have to save, how can you save the life of a person? But here, everyone else is a safek pekuach nefesh versus, you know, saving the life of a person. He is a vadei pekuach nefesh. Because there's a death warrant after me, and there's no statute of limitations. And for that, he went. Anyway, so Rabbi Lazar of Reish said, I saw in Rome, I saw the pareches in the Vatican. I saw the spring, the residue of blood from Yom Kippur that the Kohen used to...
How do you know this Anira Yesiho is referring to the pareches?
Rashi says so. And interesting, how does he know the dummim is from the Yom Kippur? Maybe the dummim is from Titus when he put the knife and the sword in, it says that it started to bleed. Maybe that was what happened. How does he know which dam it was? Unless it looked like sprinkles rather than flowing. Anyway.
Rashi says also.
What? Exactly. So what it is, what's Asher Tamer Von over here? Because what else? It wasn't Titus. What other blood would have been there? Was Asher being a guy? He massive. What other blood would be in the Pareches between the two?
Oh, who knows? I mean, they killed Kohen in
the Pareches.
I don't know. In the middle of a
battle. I'm saying maybe it's Titus had blood there. Mishnah. Hapigal v'hanoise, they mistarfim, we're talking about things that combine. Pigal and noise, they do not combine. They do not combine at all. Why? Because shame is that two very separate disorder. Well, Sunsi, we're talking about tumma, and we're talking about tumma with your hands, as Sunsi. But if you eat them, it's a different story. What do you call it? Shedet v'anavela, shedet in avela, shedet becomes tamay with the adosha, the size of a lentil. Navela is a kezayis. Chen avela, bosa mei. So navela and a bosa mei, this is a tumma for one day, and this is a tumma for 7 days. Emes tarfi, and they don't combine. Not only they don't combine to the stricter one, they don't combine to the leaner one. But let's say the mace complements the nevela to make it a kezayin. So let's call a pocha be tummy like a Thomas nevela. Even that doesn't happen. Even the leniency amongst both. We're talking about here, we made a special gezeira that noisir, if you touch it with your hand, you become tummy. This way the kohen will be extra careful, make sure that there's no noisir. If there's noisir, he'll be out of a job. This is 1 week a year, and 1 day a week, you guys are going to have, you know, opportunity to make a living. You know, to have some flakes and everything else. And if you're going to come tummy, finished. You're for another 24 weeks till your roster comes around. So you're going to be extra careful. So the major gezeira, that is a tummy hand. Yeah. what do you call it? Either because we're choshed the kohenim, we're not careful, or they were lazy, they couldn't be bothered.
I wish the kohenim's risen, mate.
Yeah, it's very hard to understand.
When do we not say that?
I don't know. Sometimes we say kohenim, you know, there's lazy. There are lazy ones. Yeah. Not that they're all are. There are lazy ones.
But the derech klal, we always say that.
I think exactly. Kohenim's risen, they know what they're doing. When it comes to eating, we had half a kezayis of noisin, half a kezayis of pickle. Of course, they're combined. It says in the pasuk that you should, if there's any noisin left, it says lo ye ochel, don't eat it ki kodeshu, because it is kodesh. What is the other word? Ki kodeshu. So it comes to teach you kosher be kodesh pasul. Bo ha kosher liten lo yisas alachlosser eating it. Interesting, Rashi has a different gear to say, Kodesh Haim. Where's that pasuk Kodesh Haim? And Rashi has a whole different gemara here. It says, Kodesh Haim, some pasuk, and Haim is plural, Haim is both. In other words, a nicer and piggle. But our gemara says, Kodesh, which is extra. Why does it say Kodesh? They tell you that they combine. That they combine. Yeah. Anyway, and you get a license for as well. So where is Kodesh Haim? Different puzzle together. Mishnah. We're up to the last Mishnah on the page. Ha'oichel shenitma b'avatume. Let's say you have food that became tummy by touching, let's say, an avatume. So what happens to the oichel? A man, if a person touches a mace. A mace is avi avoisek, grandfather of tumah. The person who touches it is an avatumah. He touches food, the food becomes additional tumah. So ha'oichel shenitma b'avatume, food that touched an avatumah, which means it became additional tumah. And then there's other food that became tummy from Arisha, which means it became a sheni. So you have now two pieces of food. One is an avat, one is Arisha tummy, one is a sheni tummy. Is mitzdarfim zenze here, because they're the same category, they're both tummy, it's only chilga Arisha and a sheni, they combine each other, the tummy, bekal shebish name, to the lenient one. So they both complement to become a sheni tummy. They both become a sheni tummy. So together, they can if they touch truma, they make it a shlishi. They touch a carbon, they can make it a vi. But you cannot combine the two to make them like a rishon. But you make them a little easy one, like a sheni. All food combined with each other to pass a person's body, like the size of a half a prasa, half a loaf of bread. And an average loaf of bread is either 6 eggs, machlek is Rashi and Rambam, 6 eggs or 8 eggs, so half is 3 eggs or 4 eggs. So if you eat that much, is they all combine to pass a person's thing by half a pras. To a meal of two sudas, so this is one meal. Le'edu, which is for an edu that you need for two meals, so half of that. Ukebeya, and they combine for a beya, the time of tumas eichel, to metami other things you need to be the size of an egg. Ukegregis, let's say Shabbos, cup to Shabbos, it has to be the size of a fig, a dried fig. So they combined for that. Ukeisevis, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, how much you have to eat the size of a date, so they all combine different foods. You don't say, oh, of one particular food you have to eat the size of a date. So when you think, look, Yom Kippur is coming up. Shkacha brought you learn about Yom Kippur. Kol ha'mashkim is tar from zuzu. All liquids get combined with each other. Lisa is a gemi, but it's how much you have to drink before your body becomes tummy or this. Look, when they look at Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur has to be a cheekful. Says the Gemara, time to learn. Rav Shimma says, Matam, what's the reason that what that mitzvah of Vlad Rishon and a Rishon and a Sheni? Why is a Rishon and Sheni combined? What do they have in common? The Gemara thinks now that a Sheni can touch something and make it into a Rishon, therefore they're connected, which is obviously impossible. How can a Sheni make a Rishon? The only time a Sheni can make a Rishon, by the way, is we had a Gemara B'Psochin and the first Pedic, is that if Mashkin. Nachum made a special gzeda that mashkin touches sheni, it becomes addition. Because a mashkin may need the meziva, you know, over there, certain mashkin are such a high caliber tumor, so we make this special gzeda. So you want to ask a question, but otherwise, no. Umik avi sheni addition, where do you find your thing? Hello, Epshit. It's not possible. Amarav, you misunderstood the punk faket. Hoch kamer. Mi gadam l'sheni. How does the sheni come to existence? La rishon. The rishon made the sheni. So the rishon and the sheni are connected. Rav Ashi says, rishon v'sheni. No, I'll tell you what the fact is. Because the gabi ashlishi, who cares if it's the rishon and the sheni? Rishon v'sheni, the gabi ashlishi, bin echad the big sin. They both share the same house. It makes a difference whether the rishon and the sheni, the gabi it itself. It's the same thing. Just give me another pshat. Why? Because they both. The sheni comes from the rishon and makes the shlishi. Says all one happy family, all live in the same house. It makes no difference. That's why it's one thing. It's not like the sheretz and the veil and the veil and the mace. Two different categories altogether. Next mishnah, Yuchesam and Aleph. L'chayde, you would. L'chayde, you would.
Rashi says become a week ago. It says the rishon and the sheni combine.
Yeah.
Kal shebishnei. Yeah, that's shlishi.
Yeah, the mishnah said that. Yes. He's actually saying that all Rav Ashi is doing is adding to Rav. He's saying, of course, the sheni comes from addition, but the gabi the shlishi, b'nei bixin, they both share the same house. Mishnah. There's a Mishnah. Orla klai kedim, Orla and klai kedim both combine with each other. That if you eat them, you chayev. Rav Shimon and Mistarfe, they don't combine. Orla and Klaiklem don't combine. Says the Gemara, Mitzvah Rav Shimon, Tzrufe. I don't know what do you mean they don't combine. It says, what does Rav Shimon need to combine? Remember we had Gemara Shavuos, Rav Shimon holds Kol Shulamakis. By Malkis, we say you need a Kazayis. Right? I was saying the Mishnah that they combine. Rav Shimon holds Kol Shulamakis. As the Ritva explains over there, because Achshve, if you ate it, you showed that it's Chashev to you. So who cares if it's a Kazayis or not a Kazayis? You made it Chashev because you went ahead and you didn't obey it and you ate it. So who cares if it combines or don't combine? And Teshuvah explains that this rule is only if it's be'en. That means the aveda is be'en. If the aveda is betaruv is mixed up, the Rav Shimon is also made, you need a kazayis. But if it's on its own and you ate it, that means you machshev it. If it's part of a mixture, who said you machshav it? Maybe you machshav the other parts of the mixture. So then you don't, then you go back to the rule. You need a kazayis. But here we're talking about on its own. And from what you write, I'll tell you pshav. But tanya pshuv loy mekozul lemakis tani ain't tzrich letzara. Why do you have to combine them? Kozul lemakis mishnah. Habeged, you know, we have different materials regarding when is a chashev a material that you can do something with it that you that it is makabel tumah. Beged, a piece of cloth, three fingers is already enough to be a patch on clothing or something, so it's already even chashev. Sack, when it comes to sack, which is made of leather, there it's already four. It's three tfachim, four tfachim, and oid when it comes to leather, it's five tfachim, and mefits when it comes to a mat, it's six tfachim. It's cool and mistarfizemzes. If you have a little bit of a beged, a little bit of sack, a little bit of oil, a little mephis, they all combine to the lowest level, which is, let's say, six tvachim. Because they can all combine and use them for a seat. Since they can all combine and work together, therefore they complement each other. Tani, we learn kitzim mikulon shloisha. If you cut from all of them a little bit, as there's a mishnah from the sack and the beged and the oil and the mephis, all that, and you made a beged and you made it shloisha, you made it three. Remember, in counting is the only exception where shloish is in the keva and shloisha is zachar. So when it says shloisha, we know we're talking about tfachim. When it says shloish, which is in the keva, we know we're talking about etzba'ois. It's by his fingers. So shloisha means three tfachim. So if you decided that you want to make a mishka, somebody I can lie on, you want to add it to your quilt. So if this beged has, let's say, three tfachim by three tfachim, since it's suitable to make a patch for a quilt, so therefore it's metame als mishkav. So kitza mekulin shloisha, also a beged le mishkav. You made a beged out of it to lie down on, or. So how much for a mishkav? If you want to use it for it to lie down, you need a minimum of three tefachim. If you want it to sit even a tefach, you can use it as a patch to sit in a much smaller surface area. So then even one tefach is to say it's enough to be chashev, to be that it's metame mishum zav, let's say. And lachiza, if you want to use it as a handle, it's metame even koshu. My lachiza, what do you mean you want to use it as a handle? Let's say you're stretching out the strings that are very taut on this on the, what do you call the loom. It's very, very tight, and you want to move it around. You have it can cut through your finger, so you have a little cloth around your finger, so you shouldn't get all bloody and everything else. So how much do you need? When you cut figs, you also wrap a little finger around your thing, so you shouldn't get it full of honey everywhere around you. Now let's take a picture.